You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the headliners dropped out, but the show went on down at the Parkway as Philadelphia continues its 4th of July festivities. Performers Jasmine Sullivan and LL Cool J both chose not to perform in light of the city's battle with the City Workers Union. KYW's Nigel Thompson is on the Parkway with fans who still came out for the show, and he joins us live. Nigel?
Hey, Melanie. Well, a beautiful display of fireworks just lit up the night sky above the Art Museum not too long ago that had everyone standing and watching in awe. The oohs and ahs were audible as this clear night sky filled up with reds, whites, blues, greens, and even a little pink. Yes, LL Cool J and Jasmine Sullivan did not perform, but thousands of people still came out to see JoJo, Alvaro Diaz, and a slate of DJs that each performed for around 15 minutes. More than anything, though, people came out to enjoy company and enjoy the beautiful night on the Parkway. But the striking workers of DC 33 were never far from their mind. Almost everyone I spoke to expressed similar solidarity with them in their fight for higher pay and more benefits. For Samantha Betahona Martinez and Joseph Potts, they're both roommates from Old City. They came to this concert for the first time to see LL and Jasmine and were shocked when I told them they dropped out. They also remarked how important the DC 33 workers are, especially sanitation workers, and how their absence is going to take a toll.
It is going to affect a lot of people, though. In about a couple weeks, it's 88 degrees outside.
Yes.
And there's 64, I think, pickup locations. Most people don't have cars in the city. They commute.
No, we don't.
And the bus routes are going to be even shorter these days, and they cost even more money. And what are we doing in 2025 bringing our trash onto to buses?
The only correction I'll say is there are 63 drop-off sites. But Melanie, I will say watching the fireworks is a great way to forget problems, personal, professional, and with the world, even if just for a little bit, which is what happened for everyone here on the Parkway not too long ago.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.